enabler, mother of the church.
Today is the feast of Pentecost, and each day is one day, and that day is Jesus Christ. Our Holy Father said over the Easter Triduum that the monstrosity of sin is when man allows himself to be guided by evil, yet the immensity of God's mercy is available, and it does not treat us as we deserve. The Pope invited us to return to Galilee and to see the risen Jesus Christ without fear, to become witnesses of his resurrection, not as a nostalgic moment, but as something that helps us to rediscover our first love in us to bring his gospel message to the entire world. For Christ is truly risen, and this is the basis of our faith and our hope. Without it, we lose our meaning, our mission, our impulse. It is the origination point for all that the church has done, is doing now, and will do in the future. For Christ, love incarnate, has died, and the Father has raised him and made him the Lord of life and death. He has triumphed over hate. He has mercy over sin. He is goodness over evil. He is truth over falsehood. He is life over death. And that leads us right into the Feast of Divine Mercy. This is why the Feast of Divine Mercy is exactly 8 days after the resurrection of Jesus. For we return to the upper room with the apostles without fear and encounter the breath of God upon us, who enables us to forgive one another, to become humble, to be like his mother, who is the mother of all mercy. Jesus revealed himself in the flesh by showing the apostles his wounds for 40 days until he ascended into heaven and said, "Stay in the city and wait, and I will send my Holy Spirit upon you, and then you will be filled with the courage to do things greater than I have done." This is what we aspire to in our spiritual life, to do things in the Holy Spirit, to fulfill that vision that Jesus had for us. But we have a problem. Our problem is that we have believed false prophets who have told us to imagine there's no heaven, no hell below us, and no religion. This vision as a path to peace is one that depends only on our own ingenuity. Yet the Holy Spirit is guiding the church. He guided Pope Francis while he was in the Holy Land to invite Shimon Peres and Mahmoud Abbas, the two leaders in the Holy Land, to come together with him at the Vatican today on the Feast of Pentecost to pray for peace, but also to give a vision. Listen to the words of our Holy Father. This is my paraphrasing of what the Holy Father said today. He said to take courage and to encounter in courage, to have dialogue with courage, to have courage to engage in negotiations and to respect agreements with one another. To see that it isn't built only on our strength, and to recognize the work of evil that has held peace at bay. But we know and believe, as brothers, that we need the help of God, he said. We take responsibility and call on God in an act of supreme responsibility before our conscience and our peoples. Isn't that great? We have heard the call. We have heard the call to break the spiral of violence by brotherhood. And we lift our eyes to heaven and to recognize that all of us are children of one Father. Fantastic message here on Pentecost that brings great hope into the hearts of people that have wanted to have leaders who are willing to say out loud to recognize out loud our need for God in the process of learning how to be at peace with one another. This is really only possible by recognizing our brotherhood together. Yes, it's a different brotherhood than that which baptism brings, yet it is still brotherhood. So John Lennon's vision of imagining no heaven or hell or religion is a false vision. A false vision that will never lead to peace. This vision that our Holy Father has given us here on the Feast of Pentecost is the vision of Jesus Christ, our elder brother who breathes on the entire church. Praised be Jesus Christ.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.